You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. We got the local, the state, the national man. We cover down on all the issues and, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. But listen, we are on the eve of Thanksgiving. Let me get into my comments now. I got to tell you, legacy means something. Kids need to be taught their line and their lineage and the history of their family, their home community, and certainly their nation. My grandson is 3 years old. He's smart as they come. He's right at that age where conceptual thinking has started to kick in, right? The other day we were with them and somehow the conversation turned to the fact that Charlene and I are his daddy's parents. I could see the wheels turning inside his head as it registered that these two folks that he calls Cap and Sweetie, they're in his life because of our relation first to his daddy. And I knew that it registered well when I heard him later on saying to my son, "Daddy, I don't want your parents to leave." That's just good on a variety of levels. But see, kids need to know their connections. They need to be able to contextualize why we are where we are and how they relate to the past and what we're looking at for the future. What's too often missing now in the upcoming generations is the sense of history and legacy and destiny that comes from being an American. As we move into Thanksgiving Day, I want to encourage all of you, spend a few minutes at the table. As you eat some turkey and pass the dressing, recount some history to each other and remind one another how much we have as a nation to be thankful for. Now, if you're over 50 like me, you may remember our national bicentennial year. 1976 was a whole year of celebrations and pageants and parades. I can distinctly remember the big musical play that we put on at Chaffee Elementary in Huntsville, Alabama. It was one of the first ever televised school pageants, and I was fascinated by the fact that I got to watch myself on video afterwards. But I also distinctly remember the Freedom Train. Some of y'all may as well. The Freedom Train. It was a 26-car red, white, and blue train that was pulled by three newly restored steam locomotives. 10 of the cars in that train were set up as rolling museums and contained artifacts from American history. More than 500 treasures of Americana, including things like George Washington's copy of the Constitution, the original Louisiana Purchase, Judy Garland's dress from The Wizard of Oz, Joe Frazier's boxing trunks, Martin Luther King Jr.'s pulpit, replicas of Jesse Owens' four Olympic gold medals from 1936, a pair of Wilt Chamberlain's basketball shoes, which I personally remember those, and a rock from the moon, and so much more. I can remember being amazed that they even had a travel chest that was allegedly used by one of the original pilgrims, and being the knothead kid that I was, I reached across the ropes to touch it. Its tour, the Freedom Train, its tour of all 48 contiguous states, lasted from April 1, 1975 to December 31, 1976. More than 7 million Americans visited the Freedom Train during its tour, and while millions more even stood trackside just to see it go by. I toured through the Freedom Train twice when it was in Huntsville, once on a school field trip and again with my mother when she took my brother and I to see it. The Freedom Train was designed to make sure that Americans in all corners of the nation could get an opportunity to see some of the amazing aspects and artifacts of what this nation has become. I mean, this nation from its humble beginnings to the landing of men on the moon, fighting wars on multiple continents, establishing ourselves as the industrial base of the world, a nation with so much and yet willing to share it with others, a nation that is truly worth keeping. Now, think about who we are as a people. Let it sit in. Think about the view that others have of us. I mean, I've got a book and it's right here with me in the studio. It's called Reagan in His Own Hand. It's a compilation of the handwritten speeches of Ronald Reagan throughout the years. He was a prolific writer, and he self-drafted most of his speeches. And Ronald Reagan believed in his core in the greatness of America. One of those speeches was delivered also in 1976, and he titled it The Hope of Mankind. At one point in the manuscript, Reagan recounted the sentiments of a lady who had immigrated to America from Poland. Her description of civil unrest and trying times in America at the time sounded very much like today, but what she said was epic. The lady recounted, and here's the quote, she said, "Among some of my American-born friends, it is not fashionable to be enthusiastic about America. There is Vietnam, drugs, urban and racial conflict, poverty and pollution, urgent and serious problems, but we newcomers see not only the problems, but also the solutions. I love America, she said, because people accept me for what I am. Even with inflation, I don't have to pay a day's earnings for a small chicken. And I'll be honest with you, this is me talking again now. The richness of America often blows people away, especially when they have a perspective of having been somewhere else less fortunate. But in that same speech, as he wrapped it up, Reagan quoted a British citizen who had written an open letter in the London Daily Mail just a few months before in July of 1976. In that letter, Sir Ferdinand Mount wrote to British society and to other Europeans who were chastising the United States for different things, and he said this. Here's a great quote. You ready for this? What the world needs now is more Americans. The U.S. is the first nation on earth deliberately dedicated to letting people choose what they want and giving them a chance to get it. For all of its terrible faults, in one sense, America still is the last best hope of mankind because it spells out so vividly the kind of happiness which most people actually want, regardless of what they are told they ought to want. We criticize, he said. Copy, patronize, idolize, insult, but we never doubt that the U.S. has a unique position in the history of human hopes. For it is the only nation founded solely on a moral dream. A part of our future, he said, is tied up in it. And the greatest of all gifts the Americans have given us is hope. I got to be honest with you all. This is me talking again. If outsiders can say those things, if immigrants can see what we have, if a freedom train can give a nuthead kid like me a sense of wonder, then it's apparent that just providing people of each next generation a sense of their connectivity to the past will only serve to enable them to better appreciate their future. It's an intentional thing, though, something that won't happen unless we take it on as a mission, a purposeful mission, to tie our past to our present and to lead to our future. So teach your kids. Tell them stories and facts and talk the occasional history. Tell them about your time as a kid. Connect them to the days gone by. That's how we preserve who we are as a people, by putting all the past sacrifices and victories and experiences and achievements into perspective. Ronald Reagan also famously said that freedom is a fragile thing. It's never more than one generation away from extinction. We preserve that freedom by knowing and appreciating who we are as a people and teaching it deliberately to our children and grandchildren. As Winston Churchill also once said, a nation that forgets its past has no future. We have to always, always strive to always remember so we never forget. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. Always remember to never forget. And I'm serious. Take a minute. Tell your kids a story of something from the past. Tell them something that makes them proud to be an American or proud to be a part of your family or proud of where they live. Take a minute to connect their past to their present. Give them a sense of belonging. You will not regret it. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We got plenty more where that came from. We'll be right back. And we're back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid, conservative, and just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative. I'm not kidding. That Freedom Train, by the way, that I mentioned, I hope some of y'all saw. If you did see the Freedom Train, especially if you were in the Huntsville group that saw it, because that's where I was, I would love to hear if you have any memories of it. I distinctly remember the moon rock that was mentioned a minute ago. I remember Wilt Chamberlain's shoes, because they were huge. I think they're like size 15 or something crazy like that. I can remember seeing that is like one of the old-fashioned like steamer trunks. But it wasn't a steamer because, you know, they came over on sailing vessels, but it was supposed to be from one of the early pilgrims who had traveled to the United States. And I did. You're walking along. They have the displays all set up like on one side of the train cars. And as you walk through, there are those kind of, you know, ropes that you to keep you from getting too close to them. Unless you're a knothead kid like me, and then you reach across and you want to touch something. So I did. But yeah, my mom, we had already seen it at school. My mom, though, wanted to see it, but she also, I remember her saying, it's so important that we go see it. Though she took us back a second time, and that was just, it was just cool. Boomer, now obviously, Boomer, you weren't here for the Bicentennial 1976.
Oh, no, I was not.
You're not as ancient as I am. but I'm sure you've seen some places I know you've been to foreign countries too. And
yes, sir.
And I got to be honest with you, you've been to Ukraine a bunch of times.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever come back with sort of a sense of wonder about what we are as a nation because of where you just saw somewhere else?
Well, after a lot of my travels just all over the, you know, I've gotten to very blessed to be able to go all over the world in different countries. But every time I return, it just gives me a new sense of appreciation and thanks to our country and to our men and women in service, and just how, you know, what we're based upon, our freedoms, is. And that's something that I've grown up on, especially even on this, you know, this Thanksgiving holiday. One thing we've been raised up with is, you know, with my family has been all about, you know, the Thanksgiving, and we go around and we talk about, you know, what we're thankful for, but also who we're thankful for, and men and women in service, and just about our country.
Wow,
so
that's cool.
Yeah,
that's cool. What? So, how many countries have you been to?
Oh, now you're putting me on the spot.
I'm a radio guy. I put people on the spot.
Probably around between 7 or 8.
Wow, maybe. No kidding. Mm-hmm. That's what travels.
Yes, sir.
Of course, Ukraine being one of them.
Oh, yes.
We got a caller on the line.
That's my fault too. Sorry, Sparky.
Let me grab that line one. Sparky, so how you doing, man? I'm sitting here talking to Boomer. I didn't even realize you were on the air.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving Eve to both of you. Great show, great discussion. On the dovetail on the conversation, I recall my brother-in-law James was a pen pal coming out of detox and rehab many years ago, and he was a pen pal with a Russian girl, and he got to go over to visit her, and way in the country in poverty up near Siberia, and they fell in love, and they eventually got allowed to get married, and she immigrated the right way. She did all the paperwork and immigrated over here. But he took her when they first landed. They were jet lagged, and he said, before we go to the house, we got to swing by and get some groceries. I don't have any groceries in the house. And here's a girl who stood in bread lines and meat lines her whole life and scraped stuff out of the soil her whole life. They walked into like a big deluxe Safeway or Bruno's or something, and she was so overwhelmed by the abundance of fruits and vegetables and bread and meat. It overwhelmed her, and she cried. And she had to leave. She had to go back out and sit in the car and have a smoke because she wasn't ready for that. And she had no idea that people lived in such a blessed land of abundance. And she came to be the most patriotic American I've probably ever met. And God bless her and James both. This year, but it just sort of dovetailed on a great conversation you and Boomer were having.
Man, that's huge, and you're right. I can remember we hosted some. I was trying to think where they were from. One of the Baltic states. My unit hosted some, you know, some guys over for training, And in their off time, they would get a chance to go and see things. And you'd ask them, what would you like to do? What do you want to do tomorrow? Because we're going to be off in the evenings. And every single time they'd say, can we go to the Walmart again? Because it blew them away. they just wanted to walk the aisles of Walmart. And they also bought a bunch of stuff and sent it home. But they were just blown away. And that's just one, that's a Walmart, you know. It really is something. It's amazing. Sparky, thank you, man. Appreciate you.
Well, anyway.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Anyway, this Thanksgiving, I'm thankful for you and your show. You and Boomer do a great job as ever, and keep it up. A place where people can call and speak simple truths and hear refreshing ideas on what the truth and freedom and what this great country means. So I thank you.
Thank you, buddy. We appreciate that very much. Have a great one. Happy Thanksgiving. Wow. I mean, you can't get better than that. How cool is that? And you know, and you've seen it too, Boomer. I'm sure. I don't know what it was like. I do remember what it was like when Karina first came over, your sister, mm-hmm. And it was a whole new world.
A whole new world. We kind of poke fun at my mom a little bit because, especially my sister does now, Karina. Because my mom carried around a camera. Every day, and she always took pictures of every first time to Walmart, first time on the elevator, first time to do. I mean, and it's so funny because that's just part of what you know she got to experience coming over to this amazing country.
That's cool. All right, well, listen, folks, we're gonna be right back. We're gonna be hitting a break here in 1 second, and when we come right back, let's talk about this country. We're a federal republic. All right. We have federalism. We have the opportunity for states to have a right. So we're going to spend some time talking about that. The 10th Amendment. Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.